of Faith at Noon. Faith at Noon. And so it's a privilege, it's an honor to minister to you at noon through the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This afternoon, we're going to be dealing with a subject. Everybody seemed to be familiar with it, but I'm not so sure everybody knows what it is. And so the subject, what faith is. And so that's what we're going to be talking about. My name is Jerry Wilder, Senior Pastor of Grace and Restoration Fellowship Church in the city of Patterson. I believe this broadcast is going to be encouraging, it's going to be enlightening, it's going to be edifying. And so again, we are talking today about what is faith. But before we kind of get into what is faith, it's important that Habakkuk 2:4 says that the just shall live by faith. Then Matthew 4:4, Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And then Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. Then Galatians 3:11 also says, the just shall live by faith. Then Hebrews 10:38 says, now the just shall live by faith. So now, one of the things that we need to understand is that the just shall live by faith. But we need to ask a question. Who are the just? According to Romans 5:1, the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so now the just are those who have been declared righteous. The just are those who have received Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. The just are those, who are born again and who have been declared righteous. And so the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. So now, oftentimes, we are good at going to church, but after the benediction, we don't know what to live by. So it's important that we understand has been given that we need to live faith. So faith now is not an accident. Faith now is not when your life hit a crisis. Faith now is not when your back is against the wall. Faith is a supernatural lifestyle where we trust and depend on the Word of God. Again, Jesus says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. And so it's important that we learn how to live by faith out of the mouth of God. What do I mean by that? I mean live our lives according to the spoken word of God and what God has said. And so that's what we're going to be dealing with today. That's what faith is really all about. And so it's important. It's important. Hold on for 1 minute. Had a little interruption for a minute, but again, we are talking about what faith is. A lot of people think that they know what faith is, and so now. The Bible in Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then I want to read to you from the Amplified Bible, the same verse, the same passage of Scripture. The Bible says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things hoped for, being the proof of things we do not see, and having a conviction of its reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. So in the life of the believer, now faith is so important that if the Bible says the just shall live by faith, that's how important faith is. If it's something that I have to live by, then I need to know how to get it. I need to know how it come. I need to know how to exercise it, to know how to apply it into my life so that I get the maximum benefit from the message of faith. And so it says, from the Amplified, now faith is the assurance, it's the confirmation, it's the title deed of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, or being the proof of things not seen, and having a conviction of its reality, faith perceiving as real facts what is not revealed to the senses. So what we need to understand is that anything else today that you need a confirmation for, if you make a reservation, if you're traveling, you have to have a confirmation. If you're paying a bill, you need a confirmation. number to verify you paid the bill. What I'm saying to every child of God, every person, what I'm saying to you, that according to the Amplified Bible, according to Hebrews 11:1, the Bible says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, and the title deed of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see. And so now, it's important that you understand that when you believe, when you begin to trust God, and you believe and you begin to stand on the word of God, then you need to understand that your confirmation is your faith, because your hold on, I'm having an audio problem. Liz, I'm having an audio problem with my phone, but let me try to work this out, and I'll get back to you. Oh, okay, okay. Let me work it out.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right, Mom. So we're experiencing a little audio problem in the studio in terms of Facebook Live, but nevertheless, the Bible says. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so it's important that you understand that your faith is the evidence. Your faith is the evidence. So if your faith is the evidence, even though you don't have in your possession and it has not been manifested yet, what you believe God for, your faith is the evidence that you have it. And so, again, the scripture says, now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. Title deed express ownership of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, by having a conviction of its reality. And so it's important that when you believe God, and when you trust God, and when you stand on the word of God, it's important that we understand. It's important that we understand that your faith is the confirmation, and your faith give you the ownership for what you are believing God for. And so another thing about faith, which is very important, is that faith is always present tense. So that's important for people to understand that faith is present tense. That faith is present tense. Faith always operate in the now. Faith always operate in the present tense. And so there is no such thing as faith. There is no such thing as God is going to do it, or God will do it, or God might do it. In other words, everything that we need, for the most part, has really already been done. And so all we have to do is put faith in what has already, glory to God, been done. And so again, it's important now that we understand that without faith, it's impossible to please God. And what pleased God is us operating in faith, and in us moving by faith, and in us moving by faith, in us moving by faith. And so it's important that we understand that, and so it's important that we really understand that. A lot of times people can sound like they are in faith, but in reality they are really not. And so it's important that we understand, for instance, and please excuse this session today, just experiencing some technical problems, some Facebook Live problems, but it's important nevertheless to understand that faith is now. Faith is never. Faith was, or faith is going to be, or faith is, you know, this stuff that people come up with. It's important for us to understand that the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You can't live on somebody's testimony. You can't live on what you heard. You have to live by faith. And so it's important Yes, Sherry, he is. I'm having this interference with Facebook Live, but I'm going to get this out. And so Jesus made this statement. He says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Notice now what Jesus said. Jesus says, "What therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire." So your desire have to be in line with the will of God. And he said, "Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." That's very important in terms of the message of faith, because most people wait until something comes. They wait till they get it. They wait till it's manifested in order for them to believe it, but that's not what Jesus said. Jesus says, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. And so now, when you pray for your healing, when you pray for your deliverance, when you pray for your breakthrough, when you pray to be filled with the Holy Ghost, when you pray for your prosperity, when you pray for your victory, when you pray for your personal petition, when you pray for whatever it is that you are believing God for, the Bible says, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So what Jesus is saying, because he's our example and he's the one that we is supposed to follow, what Jesus is saying is in line, or Paul is rather in line with what Jesus taught in Mark 11:24. So in Hebrews 11:1, again, I keep going back to this verse. It says, "Now faith is the substance." So now we understand that it's important. We understand that it's important that everything in the natural is made of a substance. It's made up of a material. It's made up of something. And so, just like in the natural, then what the Apostle Paul is saying in the spirit, the Apostle Paul is saying the things that you hope for, because hope deal with your future, faith deal with your presence. In order to bring to pass, in order to have manifested in your life the things that you believe God for, you need to understand that faith is the substance. It's the spiritual substance. It's what make up what's going to be manifested. Faith is the spiritual material, if you will, that is going to bring to pass what you are believing God for. And so I keep going over this verse because I was experiencing from Facebook, I was experiencing on my phone some difficulty. But I keep going over this verse because I want everyone that is listening to please understand what the scripture is saying. The Amplified Bible, Hebrews 11:1, says, "Now faith is the assurance." Assurance carries with it confidence. It says that faith is the confirmation. which means your faith is your confirmation that what you are believing God for is already yours. It says that your faith is the title deed. Title deed mean by faith, you already own it even though you don't have it. Now, faith is the assurance, confirmation, title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of the things we do not see. So what people really have to understand about faith, even before you get it, even before it's manifested, even before your prayer is answered, your faith is the title deed that the thing already belongs, glory to God, to you. And then it also says having a conviction of its reality, which means when you move in faith and step out in faith, it's important to really understand you have to have a conviction about what you believe God for, what you believe God to do. And so having a conviction of its reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. And so in other words, your faith have knowledge of something that have not been revealed to your senses. And so it's important now to really understand that. That's why you can't walk by sight. The Bible says to walk by faith and not by sight. So it's important to understand that we are walking by faith, not by sight. What I see doesn't really matter. What mattered to me is the Word of God. How I feel, I can't be moved by how I feel. I have to be moved by the Word of the living God. And so, again, that's how faith operates. Faith is an action. Faith is an action, a word. And so faith is acting on what you believe. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people that believe a lot of things. But until you really act on what you believe, then what you say that you believe won't really benefit you. And so it's important to really act on the Word of the living God. And so that's the principle of faith, and that's what all of us need to always remember. Is faith always operate in the now, and faith is always present tense. Amen. And so I'm going to wrap up this session, and until the next time, may God richly bless you.